90.3 FM KEXP Seattle and online around the globe at kexp.org. I'm sitting in a room right now here in our own city of Seattle with a band I last saw in New York that put out one of my favorite albums of 2007, and it is so great to have you here in Seattle. Welcome.
Thanks.
Is it your first time in Seattle as a band?
Yes.
You had to think about that. You thought I was going to ask it ever. Some of you, with so many musicians in this band, someone has to have been to this fine city before.
Yeah.
Well, how about we start with a couple of songs, and then we'll catch up, see what you've been doing since I last saw you.
Okay.
Le Lou, live on KEXP.
First one's a new one. It's called Beach Town.
Live in studio on KEXP. Want to go right into another one?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Ooh, the banjo.
This one we actually played once before for you guys in New York. Sorry, we played this once before, but but it's changed a little bit, so we'll play it again. It's called I Had a Dream I Died.
This is the answer.
Lou live on KEXP. For me, the definition of emotional music, when I've got my eyes closed and a big smile on my face, and then all of a sudden tears burst out in my eyes in the middle of a song, you know that definitely moves you. And I know music speaks to people in a different way, but absolutely gorgeous always. And so nice to have you all here. Welcome.
Thanks.
To our humble studios here in Seattle. And what's it? It's been about 5.5 months since I last saw you. I do have to admit, I have been cyber-stalking you and keeping track of all your live shows, and it looks like you've been playing quite a bit.
Yeah, we're just on the tail end of a two-month-long tour. We've been on the road for a little over a month and a half now, and we got like 2 weeks to go. So we've had some time to kind of cut our teeth.
Yeah, when I heard you in October, you already sounded like a cohesive unit, and you sound tighter than ever now.
Awesome.
And very excited to hear a new song today. And Sam, I know that you, if not completely, essentially wrote the songs for the album, the first album, and the songs we heard last time. And I'm guessing that how well it seems that you all both get along and play well together, that it was more of a collaborative effort for new songs?
Yeah, it was. For the new songs, it was a lot easier. I just kind of had a general idea of what I wanted. And we're playing two today. The last song will be new as well. And for the newer ones, we just kind of walked into our practice space and started playing instruments, like hitting drums and stuff, and singing over it and just kind of improvising right off the bat. So there was no kind of doling out parts like there was with the first, you know, with the first few songs, because they'd already been written. And I like it. I like the process a lot better as more a group effort.
Well, as I've said, you can just watch you and see the looks on your faces, how you get along as a group, and that definitely comes out in the music. And that first song definitely fits in with the sound of Leilu, which essentially you created and this band helped you flesh out. And I'm wondering, The theme of the first album was very, very intense and heavy, and it seemed very personal to you, and you got inspiration from some very intense outside sources. So how do the new songs fit into that, or are they just going in another direction?
I think all songs are written with kind of a personal mindset. I mean, you know, you can't help but draw from your own experiences. I think the songs as they're going right now are a lot more optimistic. You know, I'm trying to shy away from kind of the doom and gloom stuff for a little while. And, you know, I'm just kind of going wherever I feel like going, you know.
You seem to be heading in a pretty good direction, and you got some great people on the train with you. So other than writing a little bit and being on tour, what else has been happening? Have you actually put any of these songs on tape?
No, we haven't had any time yet. We're planning on starting like early to mid-June, I think, is when we're going to start recording some actual tracks. And we're really looking forward to that. We're going to just buy some equipment and go into Robbie's basement and do it there.
Nice. And do you think you'll do it in a concentrated period of time, or is it something you're going to take some time with?
No, we're gonna spread it out. We want to really take our time and kind of have time to experiment with different sounds and settings.
You gonna bring anyone from the outside to help, or are you all gonna do it yourselves?
I don't know. I think Christian Irvin, my friend who helped me out with the first one, hopefully is gonna be in the States. Right now he's in Europe, but I think he's gonna be back to help out with the next one too. Other than that, we don't really have any plans. I don't know, maybe.
Well, it'll be exciting to hear the next album. As you know, I loved the first one. It was on my top list of 2007. And for people who are maybe just newly familiar with the band listening today, Sam, you and a couple of friends essentially recorded that yourselves, and you fleshed the sound out with a live band. So, and it translates perfectly. It doesn't sound like two separate things, but in some ways it was, because now you are seven and taken those songs and gone in a wonderful direction with them. So it will be really fun now to hear all of you.
Thank you.
On a second album, so I'm holding my breath. I can't wait. And you're all playing tonight at Chop Suey.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a great lineup with that. And if you've got a song or two left in you today, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. We're actually going to do two songs in conjunction. The first one is an acoustic version of We Are Gods. And then the last one is going to be a new one called A Celebration.
Awesome. Leilu live on KEXP.
storm passed over, scratched our world to shreds, close enough to turn our heads' attention, turn the area around for our.
Give your soul to us, give your heart.
Leilu live on KEXP. Oh, so beautiful. A celebration indeed. A new song from Leilu. And Sam, you could have a whole nother layer of sound there if you just put taps on the bottom of your shoes there. A wasted opportunity.
It would become one of those one-man bands where you have like the whole drum set and like a harmonica.
I wish that people could see you, all kinds of instruments in here. You've got a Poland Springs 5-gallon water bottle. I was going to ask if that was your bottle or ours, but it's clear that that one is from the East Coast. Oh, yeah. Not an advertisement, just an observation.
Poland Springs, give us some money.
And people can see you in your own in-person glory tonight at Chop Suey. And again, always lovely to have you. And the album to which I keep referring that I love so much, I'm sorry I have to read it. Every time I try to say it on the air, I stumble. The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly.
There you go.
And well worth trying to get through that. And I highly recommend it. And looking forward to seeing you tonight and also another album sometime in 2008, we hope.
Definitely. Thanks for having us, Cheryl.
Thanks, all of you. It's great to see you again. And a big thank you to Kevin Suggs for making the band sound wonderful on air, as always. And Leilu, tonight at Chop Suey, live on KEXP Seattle.